Okay, so let's see. So last time you stopped with Pearson 5, and so now you're back in the life.
Oh, okay. We got home?
Yeah, you got home safely. You stopped on me or whatever. You have to put a celebration.
Oh, right. We were in Crete.
Yeah, okay. Crete. Yeah. So afterwards, there was some sort of celebration on whatever. Blah, blah.
Whatever.
Whatever. So you go back to the island. To the, come go of your daily superhero life.
La la.
Let's see. So do you want to do anything first?
I'm still working on my book.
So you're still working on your book. You also have the staff or Aaron's rod.
Right.
So
I'll try to do some research into the rod.
The rod? I don't think that's about the rod.
No.
It's sort of a... It's about a piece of staff.
Okay.
That stuff that's got like branches coming out and
okay.
Flowering plants.
Okay.
So
carrying it around all the time is kind of obvious?
Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's pretty much how it's supposed to look like.
Okay.
Almost some of the diagrams, I think. So what's the short you want to do with that? So there's that, and then there's your writing.
So I'll do some research on the staff. Work on my book some. I also want to see if I can find out some more about the sorceress chick. She's the one that had captured me before.
Okay.
And then we ran into her again.
That's true.
So she summoned the demon lord, right?
She was trying to do that.
Okay. So yeah, I should definitely find out what the deal with her is. And see if that relates to, you know, well, I'm not sure if I... No, I was starting to feel angry and stuff before I took Red Serum, right?
Yes, I believe so. Well, yeah, it was before Red Serum.
Right, so something happened to me when she had me in the tank, or whatever the hell she was doing.
Uh-huh.
So, try to find out some more about what the deal with that was, too.
Okay. So, what do you want to try first?
Do the staff first.
Okay, so the staff. So, you need to roll.
This makes me feel like English.
Sure.
And when the other guys had it, he was like, you know, doing bad shit to them. So.
Okay, go ahead and just roll. I roll with this.
17.
Alright, so 17. So you do some research into the staff of Moses. And like, basically, you know, look at the mythology and that kind of stuff. Let's see what I wrote down. Staff with which Jacob crossed the Jordan is identical to that which Judah gave to his daughter-in-law Tamar. It is likewise the holy rod which Moses worked with, which Aaron performed wonders before the Pharaoh,
okay.
And with which finally David slew Goliath.
I guess it could have been a sling staff.
Yeah. Well, it's it doesn't really look that to me. It's more of a demon.
Okay.
Sword rather than a Catholic. So David left it to his descendants, and the Davidic kings used it considered a scepter until the destruction of the temple. Would have miraculously disappeared. When the Messiah comes, it will be given to him for a scepter in token of his authority over Peter.
Okay.
Okay. More like a walking stick. Holy crap, did that hit? Huh. Maybe that's too unwieldy.
I can make it lighter.
Oh, that's true, you can make it lighter. Good. It's made out of sapphire.
Wow.
And it weighs over 400 pounds.
Wow. Okay.
So the staff also has an inscription of 10 Hebrew letters.
Okay.
Well, 10 Hebrew letters, which are the initials of the 10 plates.
Okay.
The ineffable name of God is engraved on it. Now you know God's name.
Wow. Cool.
None may touch it without peril.
Uh-oh.
That's probably just the name.
That's God's name.
Yeah.
Keep your hands off.
Let's see. So brought the place to Egypt, part of the Red Sea. That right. Is dangerous. Although for you it's not dangerous.
It doesn't seem to be. It should make me feel better.
Yep. So that's what you get out of, pretty much out of the just research into the,
okay.
The mythology of the Aeneid stuff. So,
okay.
The powers are not very, sort of, whatever.
Vague. Which,
yeah, vague. Other than that, part of the Red Sea, and bring down play, lit a bush, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That's kind of powerful.
Yeah. That's very focused.
Kill all the firstborn sons in Hawaii.
So I touch these things in the right order.
Okay. I guess I'll do some. Why? I don't know why it would not affect me. But why it doesn't seem to mind me. Because I'm from a different dimension or something, or
could be.
I guess I'll do some research into I guess Hebrew demonology, Kabbalah stuff, see what they think about demons.
Okay. So you can make one roll.
11.
Okay. So, let's see, so there are some myths about it being used to, as a weapon against various Hebrew demons.
Okay.
It was ruled by, the various kings.
Okay.
And when they ruled it, they were infused with the power of the rod.
Okay. So it's like banished demons or whatever, John?
Or just battling demons. Really banishing them.
Okay.
It's kind of vague about exactly what happened to the demon. Oh, then it was defeated.
Okay. Huh. Well then, yeah, maybe if what's her face let the demon out, he's attacking me somehow. This is protecting me from.
Maybe.
But I'm technically a demon, so I don't know why it would like me more than it likes me. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, a little more to it than that.
Probably. All right, well then I'll see if I can find out what sorcerer's trick I'm into.
Okay, so
what did she want the rod for? Because apparently she wanted it for herself.
Right. So you want
to. And the Nazi guys wanted it for Nazi stuff. And
Okay, so you talked to her or what? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, we've got her arrested, right?
Yeah,
I'll try to talk to her, find out, you know, what she was trying to do with me, what she's trying to do with Rod.
Okay, go ahead and roll. Let's see. Before you roll, you want to do anything? So before you actually, you know, want to talk to her, are you taking any particular approach, or?
I don't know. That's a good question. Can I assume? Well, I think I want to talk to her a little bit about the demon summoning stuff to see if she already knows that I'm also extra-dimensional.
Okay.
Because if she does, then I can just, you know, talk frankly with her. If she doesn't, then
okay.
I'm not sure I want to give it away.
Huh. All right. We'll go ahead and roll that first. All right, so she says that...
Or was she, you know, mostly interested in my phasing ability, or...
When you... So the Institute was a front to open a gateway to the demon.
Okay.
They got that space alien. Oh, actually, they were the demon. Yeah, so they developed a gateway, a very primitive gateway. And they opened the gateway to, like, another star system, and then they came through.
Okay.
And then they forced the alien to work on the gateway to improve it.
Okay.
So all the time, they were trying to get it to open a dimensional gate to bring Rockefeller into the sewer.
Why him in particular?
Because the head of the Institute was one of the court first.
Okay.
So it was like one of the cult, his, you know, so the cult for him. And she was just sort of like she was like second in command.
Okay. But she's not an actual worshiper of his, she's just...
Not really.
Okay.
As long as she gives him power, that was fine.
Right.
Then when you came, they did enough tests to realize that you have some kind of link to that dimension.
Okay.
And she figured out a way to...
Use my link?
Well, yeah. So first they figured out they were going to use your link to make the gateway open easier, so that was straight out the time. And then she was going to use you to... trap Rakazem's soul so that she could then take the power.
I see. I think somebody's tried that before.
Hey, it's a classic plan.
Yeah. It's an oldie but a goodie.
High payoff.
Yeah.
You know.
High risk, high payoff.
Yeah. And, you know, it almost worked. So you know, your friend got kind of suspicious.
But, so, did part of him stay behind, or did he have time to, you know, do something while he was, because he was here briefly, or not?
He was there very briefly.
Okay.
Before the other heroes closed the gate.
Okay. Or could it just be that, because he and I are linked, somehow that
she's not sure. I mean, she'd have to research it.
Okay.
Exactly what happened. She didn't really. I mean, because she left, right? Because basically, when he was coming through, apparently they didn't do it quite right because he started attacking everybody.
Okay.
And so she just left at that point. So she wasn't too. She's not too sure. All
right. So when they gated him in, he was supposed to be on your side.
Yeah.
And he was instead just generally pissed off at everybody.
Yeah.
Which is his normal way of being.
Who are you?
Get an app. Oh, yeah, a bad idea. Yeah, you wouldn't have believed me.
Yeah. you have to figure out these things about yourself.
Guess so.
That's all you have to have, you know, a teleport power, so they see you can help me close quickly.
That's handy. Let's see. What's I want to find out from her? So, was she somehow tapping my powers, or...?
No. They're just using your general magic.
Okay.
So nothing specific to your powers.
Okay.
Just your very being.
Right. Really don't like that guy. Although, maybe. I don't want anybody else to have this power. Just not going to knock out. But would it be possible to open a gate to go to him instead of bringing him to us?
Sure. It would. Well, I mean, I'm not sure what happened. Oh, you do know a lot of it was destroyed in the fight, so they'd have to rebuild it. I mean, the alien's still around, but the alien really just wants to
go home.
So he's sort of working on this work program.
What happened to him?
Rip hired him. Basically, yeah. So the alien is why. Rad lost all his funding.
Oh, because the alien's a better scientist?
Because he's got his alien gadgets. So.
Okay.
So he diverted a lot of funding to him. Lots of jokes, really.
Okay. What's that?
Golden technical boy.
Okay, but he's trying to basically build something to open a gate to send his cell phone, right?
Yes. So he's not really building an extra dimensional gate. He's just building
a
stargate.
Giant warp.
Yeah.
Tunnel.
Yeah. Because his planet is in our dimension.
Okay. Could it be adapted to be a extra dimensional gate? Or?
Yeah.
If it was possible, maybe?
I mean, it would be...
Harder. Okay. But, so sorceress chick is just she's a sorceress? Or she's a magic user?
It's more of a magic user type.
Okay.
So she has...
Magic blast.
She has a few powers, but most of her... I mean, magic blast is actually innate. It's also complication.
Is innate, you said?
Well, innate as in, that's not what I meant. Is... An actual power.
Okay.
And she also has occultism.
Okay.
And some spells. So that's why she has. So she has like a shimmer spell and
okay.
Skin armor and like armor and all that kind of stuff.
She's being very helpful.
She's kind of
being
misty.
Yeah, fair enough.
Let's
see. Yeah, okay. So why did you join up with these other four events?
Well, after that, I realized I needed some more firepower on my side. So I did it up. And then I was contacted by a shark who was looking for another member for the little group. I thought, that's pretty good. It's about the same power level, so so she wouldn't be like 200 power because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that actually okay?
Yeah.
We go on field trips and stuff.
Right. Yeah, they don't seem like bad people except that they're evil. Otherwise, they're nice guys.
Yeah. Well, they just want certain things and they're willing. They got that lines they won't cross.
But. Sure. But, I would definitely recommend you train yourself up a bit more before you tackle Roscoe again.
Yeah.
pretty nasty.
Yeah, I'd probably need to leave to research the warrants. Look at my magic business.
Well, I'm trying to research him also because I want him dead. Or at least banished out of where he is now.
You could banish him to Earth.
That would be bad.
But, yeah, so is she ending up in jail for a while now, or what's happening with them? Let's see.
I am in. So, they're basically working off their obligation decree.
Okay.
So they're going to build some more robots and they're going to do some other stuff under supervision.
Okay.
And then, a few couple months. And then,
then say, get off our island and don't come back?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I'm not up to taking on the demon.
Not by yourself?
No. But I don't know that. I mean, there wouldn't really be anything in it for her.
For her? Well, no, not if you just want to kill him.
Right. I'm not sure.
Yes. I mean, if she comes up on a way of, say, you know, well,
letting her suck off some of his powers, I'm not sure that that's...
I don't think you'd go for that either.
I don't think that's a really good idea. But, I don't know, maybe if the staff is supposed to be good at demon fighting, could help me take him on.
Maybe.
I'll try to research the staff some more as far as demon fighting goes. I'll talk to the alien scientist guy about the possibilities of doing dimensional travel.
Okay, make a roll for the. Well, see if you can talk to the alien.
No.
Because he's. Well, he's like top secret.
Okay.
So,
you'll probably have to get me in.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that can wait while I'm doing more anti demon research.
Okay.
And, I'll ask Sorceress Girl to keep in touch in case I. Yeah. Since we're both sort of semi working in the same direction.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, still no problem with that. Okay. Make a roll to see if you can finish writing your book.
Is it artist roll?
Yeah, your artist writing. Okay, 13, you have like 6 or 7 or?
I have 5.
5, okay. So you finished like your first draft.
Okay. No, I have a 6.
Sorry, okay.
I was looking at the fact that I got something else.
Okay. So you finished like the first draft with, like, you were running a mystery with me.
Yeah, I think so.
but so you know, you finish the first draft of the 400-page mystery novel.
Okay. I think it could be better though.
Well, you could work on it some more, but you know, at least you got that first draft finished.
Right.
Oh, you know, borrowing out of your various adventures, you know, various characters.
Well, I can send it off to a publisher or an editor or something for.
Yeah, there's still, well, there's, you know, now that you have a draft, you could just send it off, you could have someone look at it, you can look at it yourself some more, you know, like put it away and work on something else for.
Well, I'll go to, I'll see. There must be like mystery writer conventions or, you know, that kind of thing. You could go to something like that and talk to.
Okay.
Talk to some other mystery authors. Or actually just general writing.
Okay.
Workshops or something.
Okay. Mystery writer convention.
Or
that's a good idea. Okay, there's gonna be one.
Okay.
Soon.
Okay.
Like next week.
Okay.
You can go to.
Okay. Yeah, and I can take my book, and I guess, you know, people trade manuscripts around and we, you know, critique each other's stuff and get ideas.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you got a few days before you need to go.
Okay.
So you want to do something first? Convention is going to be a remote island. Remote, isolated island.
Okay. I've given Kevin the opening he was looking for.
No, I was going to do it anyways, but
sure.
So it's going to be a photo shoot. Not going to be a Mr. Running convention.
Ah, photo shoot would have been fun too. Okay.
Any special besides your manuscript?
If I can figure out a way to bring my walking stick with me.
Probably fit in with luggage.
Okay.
You don't need too much else. It is awfully heavy, though.
Yeah.
You have to charge extra.
I'll just keep it with me on the plane.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I don't think they care. That kind of stuff. Okay, so you fly in like the, it's like a small plane, but I guess private. Fly out, even though, you know, you're already in the middle of the ocean. There's another place in the middle again.
Sure.
Alright, wait. Could I sleep?
Actually, I just broke the water.
So it's, you know, it's small island, a few miles, I don't
know. Okay.
It did with a resort. And there was a sort of a convention.
Hang out on the beach, get a tan.
Yeah, but like, whatever, a couple hundred. Yeah, probably a couple hundred, whatever. Mystery writers and, like, fans, stuff like that, like, 500 fans. That weekend.
Those sort of 40s, there are a lot of good mystery writers at the time.
Yeah.
20s, 30s, 40s, a lot of cool stuff going on.
Sure. Okay, so you arrive, you know, you're sort of one of the, you know,
one of the wannabes,
one of the many wannabes wandering around, trying to get people to read their manuscript.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's a typical beach type resort. There's also, you know, you can also explore the island or nice hotel, like whatever.
Okay.
Usual amenities. The hotel has tennis court, swimming pool.
Cool.
Gym.
I'll spend a couple days being a beach bunny or something.
A long cocktail.
Relaxing. Having a good time.
Okay.
Deserve a vacation.
Okay. So, you're actually... Actually, I should come with Asa.
Starving for peace.
That's true. Well, let's see. How do you usually look like? I mean, are you... Because you are a model.
That's true.
So I'm not too sure how model you want to look at the convention.
That's true. Well, I usually dress nice. The whole, you know, growing up in the war-torn dimension makes it look pretty thin.
Sure.
So, but... Yeah, not overdoing it. I don't want to like completely stick. I want to be like well dressed, but not like elaborately so.
Okay. So it's like whatever, model walking down the street. It looks good, but you know, you're not trying to hide it, so all right.
No, I'm not trying to hide it. People might recognize me, I suppose. But.
Sure. Well, you've also done like commercials and stuff.
You have? Okay.
Didn't I have you do like no, bit parts in movies and kind of stuff?
I don't know, have I? I mean, I've gotten acting now, so maybe.
I think you probably know. By now. You're like, you know, you gotta be like the most famous model in the world, like.
Okay.
You gotta be a reason why you're so rich.
Why I'm so
rich.
Oh, okay. Sure. Maybe I'm. Yeah, okay. Really well-known model, fine. I'll start getting into acting.
Okay,
maybe I've done a couple of plays or something.
Sure. Okay, so there are, you know, people who recognize you there, and they talk to you, you know, various authors.
Okay.
You know, wondering why you're here and everything, but
some of my third book.
Really?
Really?
They look at you kind of weird.
What? I'm not a bimbo.
They didn't say anything.
You want to read it?
Well, make a roll.
So. What am I rolling?
Just
dice. Nice. 13.
Okay, you get a couple, like, mid-range offers to read here. Well, actually, how many copies did you make?
I don't know, half dozen.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot, but yeah, that's probably okay. Not too sure. Well, it depends. Actually, you might bring half a dozen and then give people, like, sections or something.
Yeah, and give them a couple of chapters. Sure.
Take a look at a couple of chapters.
You know, tell people, you know, just a first draft. But.
Sure. So, you know, one of those. You know, one of those. Mm-hmm. Well,
do you want, like, an actual
20s
mystery author?
Yeah.
Well,
maybe, you know,
famous ones, or?
Well,
actually, one of the most known famous ones. But, let's see. Agatha Christie's still around. Dashiell Hammett. Dorothy Sayers. Raymond Chandler. Who's in California?
Okay.
Christie is British. Sayers is British. Dashiell Hammett is New York. Mary Roberts Reinhardt.
Charles.
Midwest, I think.
Okay. I guess someone like Raymond Chandler.
Okay.
Which I guess. So, but he said, you know, since he'll read it and then get back to you in the morning.
Okay.
And you get a couple of other authors. Yeah.
Okay. Raymond Chandler's big deal.
Well, you know, he's also impressed with his looks. But, you know.
Sure.
He's also intrigued that, that you write something.
Right. Well, he was actually, his novels are more literature than most mystery novels are.
Okay.
So.
Alright, so you do that.
There's people that want me to read their stuff. I'm happy to do that. Or sign autographs or whatever. Post for pictures.
Yeah, so, you know, post for pictures, sign autographs. Anybody who actually wants you to read their stuff. Because you're just another amateur.
Yeah,
I mean, there's an amateur's workshop. So you probably go to that and you meet a bunch of others.
Uh-huh.
And they're all, well, okay, some of them are supposed to be awesome. You know, you trade whatever, any scripts and stuff. And so you have like 3 or 4 to read.
Okay.
And then come back the next day. Comment on.
Go sit on the beach and get a tan and do some reading.
Okay. So, let's see. Next day.
So I think that's not bad.
No, it's pretty good.
So what did you say? 7 was a professional writer skill level, or?
Well, 5 would be like minimum. There's enough to get actually be able to write multiple books. 7 would be even like mid level.
Okay.
9 would be top of the line.
Okay.
Okay.
I would guess Chandler is like on that scale, like 11.
Okay.
Agatha Christie, I guess, would be like a 9. Dorothy Sayers would be probably another 11. Mary Roberts Reinhardt is probably 7 or 9. Dashiell Hammett, probably 9.
Okay. Okay, so the next morning, let's see. So I guess you have breakfast with Raymond Chandler.
Okay.
And, so do you have any, do you have like a picture of what kind of story you would have written?
Chandler and Hammett would be like the more popular type stuff. Hammett 20s, 30s, 19s. What year is it? 43. Okay, so recently in terms of movies, has the trend been towards like the film noir type stuff? So probably along that line. So similar to what Chandler writes. It's
okay. So it's sort of a
more
traditional film noir.
Yeah, kind of twisty, complicated plots with very character driven.
Okay. Any sort of supernatural element? Any sort of superhero element?
No, not really. They tend more toward realism, realistic.
Well, that is realistic in this world, but
sure. Okay.
So it depends, well, you know, I mean, it's mostly everybody's writing like traditional stuff. So.
Okay.
So they don't have that kind of experiences in the game.
Okay.
So, you know, that's something you want to distinguish yourself by.
That's true. Well, people know that is Penny publicly associated with the superheroes? Just through Shannon? Or...
You are associated with them.
So, yeah. That's right. I was sort of going to be, you know, playing off Shannon's character. So, yeah, I guess there'd be some, like, supernatural type stuff in that.
Okay. And then you want it to be, like, serious or...
Yes, not funny.
Not funny at all?
Serious. I'm trying to make it, you know, more literary. Not just crappy pulp fiction type stuff, but actual... Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not purely for entertainment purposes. You know, actually has something to say.
Okay.
You know, just put some thought into it.
All right.
Which is perhaps overreaching, but that's the intention anyway.
Okay, so you have breakfast with the guy. So he says he's, you know, he's actually fairly impressed, you know, by what he's read for a first work. And, you know, it's very rough, but you got some good concepts, you know, and some good tone. And he said, you know, so there's some partners, so. Fast and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he does say, you know, there's real potential in your novel. It'll take a lot of work to get it to that final.
Yeah, well, it took me, a year? 6 months, 9 months to get it to this point. So,
so you're still a long way to go. But you know,
I'm gonna keep working on it.
And then you know, you need to. He wants to like work on other things to
Put it away for a while.
Yeah, put it away for a while.
To it.
You know, because. Would
you recommend doing something like completely different or? You know, another mystery type thing, or?
Well, it should be stuff that you want to write about.
Okay.
If it's different, it'd be probably better to get it.
Okay.
To get used to writing, you know, different things.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
you could try to write a play or something, or?
No, not necessarily a play, but
or
just
a screenplay, or?
Think of it as writing, like, articles.
Okay.
You write a
short story,
short stories or articles about various things.
Okay.
Like
nonfiction, like journalism type stuff. Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that I'll get you to the other parts of your brain, work on, you know, develop your other parts of your writing.
Okay. I'm very flattered you took the time to read it. Thank you.
Not too many. And he's very glad that he, you know, read it, because he does see that, you know, he did underestimate you a bit.
That happens.
You have real potential to have a really nice novel in another year. Year and a half.
Cool.
And if you So, in like a year, if you want, if you're getting closer to finish, you'd like to meet again.
Okay.
See what we do.
I will definitely take you up on that.
Okay, so that's that part. The when you get to the workshop,
any of the stuff I read in good.
Let's see. Up to anything. Okay. So one of them is awful. One of them is pretty bad. one of them is actually fairly good. So this is supposed to be a mystery fiction. So this is more of a so you know, one of them is very much like a Hardy Boy type style.
Okay.
A teenager or young adults, and it's fairly engaging. But you know, there were some various plot holes that you saw. So we show up to class, there were like 10 people in the class.
Okay.
Yesterday. Today there were only 9. Actually, let's say 8.
It's going to be one of those islands. Okay.
Where's it's like,
where is everybody?
Column check and two. No. We're just, you know, they went out together last night. I don't know, I guess they haven't gotten back yet.
Yeah. It happened.
Yeah, probably just having fun in the end.
Certainly possible.
Not likely, you think.
Still have awareness, but I don't think this is cosmic.
No, that would be. The only thing your awareness would tell you is that this, you know, the whole part where Russia's pulled out of the war is wrong. But,
right. FDR's not supposed to be dead.
Yeah, you got this impression that FDR's not supposed to be dead.
Kind of hard to fix that.
It is. Alright, so let's see. Jack's the one who wrote the really cool one.
Oh.
And he's up there today.
We'll have to look around for him after class.
So anyways, you guys discussed about where he was writing things. Critique each other's work and people cry, whatever. And they get mad. For the most part, it's really interesting. Some people like your work, some people don't. Most people think it's okay. You know, I mean,
right.
Most everyone thinks it's fairly good, but it's just some people.
If it's not their thing,
yeah, it's not their thing.
I'll try to be more objective on people's stuff and say, you know, this isn't my kind of book, but it's well written. Or is it just really not well written, and you need to think some more about what you're writing.
Yeah.
And I'll try to be, I'll try to give, like, constructive criticism and not, like, be real harsh on anybody or anything. Especially because I don't know what the hell I'm doing entirely, so.
All right. So then you talk about, you know, like, whatever writing I can find to, like, keep the journal on.
Maybe we should all try to write a short story or something while we're here and go over them at like the end of the end of the week.
Yeah, good idea. So decide, you know, you can make it all as you guys are working on this stuff, you can work on your short story and try to get it.
Okay.
And then like in the last day we'll read them all.
And then after class, I'll see if I can find Jack.
Okay. What do you want to look first?
Some people said he went off to jail somewhere.
Yeah, you can ask him about that.
Yeah.
So, we'll call it on the girl.
I'm a detective.
It's true.
Ooh, 0-0.
8-8. Crap. 36 and 8. It's 44. Okay. Okay, so. So you talk to people and you eventually get a fairly coherent story. So, you know, they sort of hooked up. And people saw him, you know, like having dinner and dancing and that. And the last thing is that they went out walking
on the beach or
towards the island. Okay. To the island. It's like, you know, one of those midnight walks.
Okay.
And then that's the last person.
They didn't come back.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll head off in the direction they went and see if I can find anything.
Okay. Look at the roll.
19.
Okay. So you head off to the interior of the island. Kind of jungly.
Taking a walking stick.
Yeah. Sort of
heavy one.
Yeah. So there are, you know, lots of the animals and stuff, and birds.
Yeah.
Eventually, nobody after that.
I'll bring a camera, too.
I feel like a mom doesn't know any, so you're just,
okay.
Just pretty much just you walking around. You do spots of tracks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a short stuff, though. I mean, you saw, but they're fairly far. So people have been walking this part like the last day. Eventually you notice one set of tracks, like, move off a bit to see some sort of clearing. As you examine it, looks like some sort of, based on the tracks, I'll conceal the tactics. I just think one of the kiddos, like, Ranger Rick magazine.
Yeah.
And they had the little animal tracks, and you try to figure out what the hell happened.
Yeah.
I thought, man, this was cool when I was a kid.
I like that magazine. It was pretty cool. Growing up.
Yeah.
Do you need anything to drink?
No,
I'm fine. I got provisions because I thought people were coming, so I've got, you know, iced tea and Mountain Dew. I don't know what your drink of choice.
I just like, I tend to just like more juice type stuff, less carbonated.
Okay. Well, I've got cranberry juice on one side.
Not really good. Okay. All right. So you examine the track in the clearing, and it'll definitely some kind of scuffle. And you get, you know, a couple of good prints of some sort of webbed feet.
Webbed feet?
Yeah, not human feet.
Okay.
I mean, so it's like, you know.
But like duck feet or like Creature of the Black Lagoon feet?
More like Creature of the Black Lagoon feet.
Okay.
So some sort of.
Well, that's very not good.
Lizardy, I don't know. Sort of lizardy thing.
Okay. I'll try to follow them.
Well, you actually, yeah, that's about as far as you can
go. Oh, okay.
So there's some tracks and then. But you don't see like the lizard leaving.
Okay.
So that's, he's probably
strange.
And none of the other tribes believe you. We set the traps to it.
None.
As far as you can go.
Okay. Well, I'll look around on the ground and see if there's like a trap door or something. Or a hidden cave entrance or something around that I'm not seeing.
Okay, go ahead and roll.
19.
All right, so you find like a trap door.
Okay.
Leading off, so we into a dark cave or a tunnel.
Okay.
Dark tunnel.
I'll change into my superhero costume.
Uh-huh.
And head down.
Okay. So it's dark.
Can I get a flashlight back at camp or something? Back at the hotel or?
Yeah.
All right. How far away am I?
You like a mile and a half.
Okay. Well, I'll hurry back to the camp, or back to the hotel, see if I can grab some sort of light source.
Okay.
I'll inform the hotel management, that I saw signs of a fight, and I heard that, a couple of the convention members are missing.
Horrible.
I'm going to go investigate.
You should not go by yourself.
But you should. But
investigate. We should have. We'll come out. Like, a superhero.
I'm a superhero.
Oh.
Fine.
Superhero.
So, but you might want to warn the rest of the guests not to go walking off into the jungle.
Of course.
I need a flashlight.
Okay, so they get you a flashlight.
Okay, I head back to my trapdoor cave and go investigate.
Okay, so alright, when you get back, the door's closed.
Okay, do I see tracks leaving now?
No, he's still on the track.
Okay, I'll open the trap door up again.
Okay, so you open it up, huh? And then you go down?
Yeah.
Alright, so it's basically some sort of tunnel system.
Okay.
So there's actually lots of tunnels going this way and that underneath the island.
That's great.
Alright.
Well, I'll start investigating.
Okay.
If I can do some tracking or something.
No, that's true. Alright, so make a roll to try.
13.
Okay. So you find some lizard tracks.
Okay.
And you start following them. Okay. So they sort of, wind their way around.
Okay.
Until eventually. Okay. Until you. Well, actually. Make a roll.
Thank you.
Okay. So you do notice that there are some sort of light fixtures.
Okay.
But you can't see any light coming out of them.
That's really odd. Okay. So they're turned off, or like maybe
they're
giving
off
some sort of.
I mean, they're on. They're warm.
Okay.
But it's kind of like it's not visible light.
Okay. Are they actually light? Is it giving off light, or maybe sound, or?
You can't tell.
Okay.
So whatever it is, but they can't really tell.
Right. Some sort of navigation aid.
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. Probably bad. Okay.
Anyway, so you follow the tracks.
Maybe I have to buy the ultra vision power.
In the start. Except for your flashlight. And eventually you come into a room about this big.
Okay.
Roughhewn room with
how far underground now?
This point you're not sure.
Okay.
I mean the tunnel itself was about like 5 feet.
Okay.
It was like 5 feet of dirt at the start.
Okay. But it's been sloping and up and down.
Yeah, up and down a little bit. Nothing serious, but you're not too sure.
Okay.
You're probably still around that. Probably not more than 20 feet.
Okay.
Although it depends, I mean, if you're underneath a hill.
Yeah.
It could be higher. But you come into a room, some sort of, and then two tables.
Okay.
And there's Jack and Jill strapped down, unconscious. And then there's some kind of, machinery
on
the side, some, whatever it is.